Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey has thrown his support behind the effort to get high-speed train service between Springfield and Boston. At the town hall-style meeting the Democratic senator hosted in Springfield earlier this week, the very first question from a member of the audience of 250 was whether Markey supports the much-talked-about East-West rail link.
Yes, I support the East-West rail. I want to see that happen. And
efforts to get the administration of Republican Governor Charlie Baker to just do a feasibility study of East-West rail have run into roadblocks. Markey said a bipartisan bill the Congress approved in late 2015 gave Massachusetts $5 billion for infrastructure work over 5 years, with spending left largely to the discretion of the governor.
But you can't fund every single project, even though it's $5 billion coming in from the federal government.
A massive infrastructure bill of the kind promised by President Trump during last year's campaign could be just the ticket to pay for the East-West rail project.
Now, if we can pass a $1 trillion infrastructure bill, it would put a lot of people back to work. A lot of people building roads and bridges and building new rail transit, new airports across the country, but also money that can be used for the East-West rail project. Okay, so that is what I'm going to be working on.
Markey said he agrees with the assessment of regional planners and others that high-speed rail linking Springfield with the booming economy of Boston would be a game changer for Western Massachusetts.
So that you can get in and out of Springfield in a way that reflects a modern transportation system. And if that happens, the sky is the limit for Springfield, and I want to be a part of making that possible.
An amendment sponsored by Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser to require MassDOT to conduct a feasibility study of high-speed East-West rail was killed in the conference committee that wrote this year's final state budget.
The Senate has now passed this item 3 years in a row on unanimous bipartisan votes. So I think the public should be frustrated about this.
Lesser has vowed to pursue it as a separate bill.
And it's doubled down our resolve to get it going again.
Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack insists the state is already looking into East-West rail as part of a larger study of rail transportation.
Whether or not we do that specific study, we continue to speak to the senator and to other elected officials in the Springfield area. And as I said, we have an ongoing statewide rail planning process, which is looking at both east-west and north-south connections for Springfield.
Any infrastructure money that might come from Washington will be highly coveted in eastern Massachusetts, where several rail expansion projects have been on the drawing board for decades. Congressman Richard Neal of Springfield has argued East-West rail should receive consideration as a matter of regional equity. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.